Confidence to Lead is the podcast for leaders of growing companies. Providing insights, advice, and information, it will empower you to make bold decisions in your business. Here's your host, Sarah Bartholomews, CEO of U Legal.
Hi, and welcome back to Confidence to Lead. Last week, we looked at the duty to avoid conflicts of interest. This duty is closely connected with the duty not to improperly use your position. A directorship is a powerful position and can give rise to opportunities that may tempt directors to personally gain from their position or gain an advantage for another person. Under Section 182 of the Act, directors must not improperly use their position to gain an advantage for themselves or for another person or cause detriment to the company. This is known as the duty to not make improper use of position. Whether or not a director has breached their duty not to make an improper use of their position is a question of intent. Was it the intention of the director to gain advantage or cause detriment? That is to say that there was an actual gain or damage, not that there was an intent to create it. And the test of the court is objective, that is, whether a reasonable person would consider it the intent of the director to gain an advantage. The judgment in Fork, Serve and Jack dissects and illustrates the fine line that exists between soliciting clients while still employed and soliciting clients post-resignation. Leon Jack was an employee and director of his family company, Fork, Serve Proprietary Limited. He left the company to set up a business of his own, calling it Aussie Forklift Repairs Proprietary Limited. His new business was in the same industry as the family business. Leon poached clients and helped himself to business information from the family company for his new company. Because Leon Jack took it upon himself to contact potential clients while he was still in his original employment, he was held to have misused his position. This would have been the case irrespective of whether he was intending to cause mischief to others or gain personally. His actions were simply not to the standard for a reasonable person in his position. It is important to keep in mind that each case will differ based on what constitutes an improper use of position. In this case, some of Mr. Jack's actions were held to be an improper use of position and others were not. The court held that Mr. Jack did not improperly use his position by taking a Teledex book with him when he left the company and using it to establish his own business. The court reasoned that the company had implicitly given its permission for Mr. Jack to take the book with him when he left the company. However, Mr. Jack did breach his fiduciary duty to the company when he sent circular letters to the company's customers before he left his position. The court opined that it is well settled that employees and directors must not solicit customers for a future time when their employment ends and they establish their own business. In contacting a customer prior to ceasing work for the company, Leon was canvassing customers of the company in breach of his fiduciary duties. Once the employment ceases, however, and the absence of a contractual stipulation, the employee may canvass the customers of the late employer and may send a circular to every customer. However, bear in mind that what constitutes an improper use of position will always depend on the specific facts and circumstances of each case. The take-home message is that directors are prohibited from using their position to gain an advantage for themselves and must not abuse corporate opportunities. You can protect yourself from breaching your duty to not make improper use of your position by having engagement letters carefully drafted so that directors are aware of what is proprietary information and being generally aware of your proprietary knowledge and sphere of influence. Always ensure that any opportunity is offered to the company first before personally taking advantage of it and making sure that a clear paper trail sets out that the company considered and rejected the opportunity so that you're therefore at liberty to take up the opportunity personally and disclose all opportunities to your board and or business partners. Like most of the other breaches of directorial duties, penalties include fines of up to $200,000, disqualification from acting as a director, orders to compensate for loss, and criminal liability for recklessness and dishonesty. Related to the duty to not make improper use of position is a common law duty not to abuse corporate opportunities. While this is a common law duty, it is important to remember that it has equal standing with the director's statutory duties. Because of their position, the directors may be confronted with an opportunity that rightly belongs to the company and may be tempted to take it for themselves. The common law requires that directors must not abuse corporate opportunities that are presented to them by reason of their office. If a corporate opportunity is presented to the company, directors cannot take advantage of it for their own personal interest unless the company decides not to pursue it and has given its express consent to the director. You may be abusing corporate opportunities by creating a company to take up a contract or business deal from the company, by taking property that belongs to the company, or by entering into a joint venture or project that the company has been offered. It doesn't matter that directors who abuse corporate opportunities are unable to gain from doing so. What's important is that they abuse their position to take advantage of corporate opportunities. One of the best known cases regarding fiduciary duties is Regal, Hastings and Gulliver. Regal Hastings was a British company that managed a cinema in Hastings in the United Kingdom. It had five directors who, together with the company's solicitor, were the defendants and 20 shareholders. The directors wished to acquire a further two cinemas and decided to create a subsidiary company through which to do this. Regal would then purchase shares in the subsidiary. To complicate matters, at the same time, Regal was considering selling its Hastings cinema and the two soon-to-be-acquired new cinemas. At a board meeting of Regal Hastings and the subsidiary company, it transpired that Regal did not have enough money to purchase all of the issued shares in the subsidiary. The remaining shares were then taken up by four of the five directors and the company solicitor, and at the same board meeting, a purchase offer for the properties was accepted. The sale resulted in quite a nice profit for the directors who had taken up the shares. However, the court found that through their actions, the directors had breached their fiduciary duties to the company. Even though the company could not have bought two cinemas by itself due to lack of funds, and the directors' actions enabled it to undertake a profitable sale. The directors were required to account for the profits that they had made from the sale back to the company. This case illustrates that it doesn't matter if the outcome for a company is successful, or if the results are beneficial, or if the directors acted without malice and with the best of intentions. Fiduciary duties are strict, and directors must seek permission from the shareholders for actions that might breach this duty. Therefore, a director may only take a business opportunity from the company if the director decides not to pursue the opportunity. The director must also notify the board, and the shareholders must give permission for the director to participate in the transaction. In the case of Green and Besterbell, Green was the senior manager of a construction project company called Besterbell. This is another interesting example. One of Besterbell's corporate clients was embarking on another project that needed services of a construction company. Green had become aware of this through his position as a director of Besterbell, which was going to submit a tender for the job. Green, however, had other ideas. He set up his own construction company called Clara Proprietary Limited and submitted a tender for the construction project, making sure his price was lower than the one Besterbell was going to submit. Green resigned from his position with Besterbell and Clara Proprietary Limited won the contract. Besterbell sued Green personally for breaching his fiduciary duties to Besterbell, and Besterbell won the case. Green had taken a business opportunity that belonged to Besterbell. Green was required to account for the profits he had made from the project. As we can see in Green and Besterbell, consequences for this breach include remedies in equity. That is an order which attempts to restore the equity to an otherwise improper or illegal transaction. This could include an account of profits and a constructive trust for profits and assets obtained in the transaction. Of course, compensation, injunctions, and a variety of common law remedies may also apply. This duty not to make improper use of your position includes assisting another to make improper use of their position. Directors can easily lose sight of the necessary care and diligence that needs to be exercised among a myriad of competing interests. You should be clear now on what constitutes improper use of position. If you do have any questions about this, please feel free to give me a call or shoot me an email. My contact details are on our website, ulegal.com.au. If I don't hear from you, I'll chat to you again next week about a hot topic, confidential information. I look forward to talking to you then.